The Tom Queeley Racing Podcast from William Hill.
Hi, I'm Tom Queeley. Hear my thoughts on all the big meetings, exclusively at William Hill Radio.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to some superb action in Scotland today. It's William Hill Air Gold Cup Day. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the line is jockey Tom Queeley. How are you, Tom?
Very good, Mark. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you. You're travelling up to Ayr today, Tom, for the big day. Are you looking forward to it?
I am indeed, yeah. Plenty to look forward to. Some top racing. The Air Gold Cup looks fascinating and yeah, there's some supporting races as well that look interesting.
Yeah, it should be a cracking day there. And the first race there this afternoon is at 1:30. It's the Class 2 Nursery Handicap, and it's over a mile, so it's for the two-year-olds. Your first ride of the day, Tom, you're on board the Charles Hills-trained Kuldaf. At the top of the betting, there's been support for Lightweight, who's 9-2 into 4-1, and Bradley's also been popular at the top of the betting as well. So an intriguing opener, Tom. What are your chances, and who'd you like for this opening race?
Yeah, Bradley looks interesting. For James Bettel and Graham Lee. I'm on board Kuldaf, who took a while to get off the mark, but he's fairly rock solid and he always seems to run his race. So at sort of the price he's at, he definitely represents each way value. The one I like is Lightweight, who got off the mark in good style, latest, nicely weighed with only 8 stone 8 on her back. And I think on pedigree, the ground should definitely suit.
Okay, on to the 2:05 next, the second race on the card. This is the William Hill Bet on the Move Doonside Cup Stakes, which is a listed race over a mile and a quarter. And it's first Mohican for you here, Tom. Has a record of 4 out of 5 on home soil. Has been playing his trade in group company the last couple of times as well. Back down into listed company. His joint favourite at the moment, Tom. Do you think you have a favourite's chance?
Yeah, I think so. He's put in some solid efforts in France. Any moisture that's in the ground is sure to help. He's making a good spin all the way up from Newmarket, so I'd imagine the journey would be worthwhile, and I'd be very disappointed if he didn't win or run a massive race.
Okay, who are you most worried about in the race, Tom?
I suppose Charleston. He's been gelded. He's had a good break, and he'd be the one to keep an eye on. And Willie the Whipper, if he were to produce anything like his two-year-old form, he'd be thereabouts. But I wouldn't swap my own horse for anything.
Okay, the 2:40 is the first of the big handicaps. This is the William Hill Silver Cup, a Class 2 handicap over 6 furlongs. And Colonel Mack is the favourite this morning, a previous winner of the race, and has run well in the last 2 Gold Cups as well. You're on board Thunderball here, Tom, as well, who ran well at Doncaster last time. Talk us through your thoughts for the Silver Cup.
Yeah, Colonel Mack, clearly he's got a very good chance. He acts well on the course. He's sort of in the prime now at 6 years of age. Wouldn't be much between him and Paralyze. Paralyze comes in with a 5-pound penalty. There wasn't much between Paralyze and Thunderball, my own ride, at Doncaster latest. Paralyze just got the better of the argument, but I think the 5-pound penalty might tell. Thunderball will like Annie Soft in the going conditions. He'd have a good solid each way chance. It's very hard to know what the draw is going to do, so it'll be very... it'll indicate exactly what's going to happen in the big race, but Thunderball is an each-way chance, and Clonal Mac is certainly the one to beat. But Sir Reginald as well gets in on the back of a win latest with a 5-pound penalty, and I think a horse that still retains a lot of the ability he showed as a 2-year-old, and he just may be getting back into a winning sort of groove, so keep an eye on him as well, but Clonal Mac and Thunderball each way.
Okay, good stuff. Just with regards to the ground, it's currently soft, good to soft in places as we record this. So there is a bit of juice in the ground, which is good news for you, Tom. The 3:15 is the next race on the card. It's the William Hill in the App Store Firth of Clyde Stakes, which is a Fillies Group 3 contest, and it's over 6 furlongs. Remember, you heads the betting and has some of the best form on offer. Market support also for Valonia this morning, who's 11-2 into 7-2. The third favourite here is Coral Mist, and you're on board the Charles Hills filly, Tom. What are your thoughts for the 3:15?
Yeah, there was a lot to like about the manner in which she won at Haydock latest. The ground was on the slow side on that occasion. She hung a little bit left across the track. But she's only having her second run, so I'd imagine she'll have learned a great deal from that experience. I'd fancy her to run a massive race. Mecca's Angel was sure to like the ground. The concern with her is whether she will handle a six furlongs or not. Valonia, there's actually not much between my filly and Valonia on their clash at Goodwood, I think it was. So, but if Carl Mist continues to improve, like she has done from her first run to her second run, I think she's very much the one to beat.
Okay, Coral Mist there. Then the market support continues on Valonia, by the way, as you were speaking, Tom. 7-2 into 3-1 for the Henry Candy runner there. So further support for that one. On to the big race next. This is the 350. It's the William Hill Air Gold Cup, a heritage handicap over 6 furlongs. And Baccarat has been popular this morning. Now the favourite, 11-1 into 8-1. Jack Dexter, who's long time been favourite for the race, is the 9-1 second favourite. And you're on board. Lightning Cloud here as well, Tom. You team up with Kevin Ryan here. Obviously going to be a great race, mightily competitive as you'd expect for the Gold Cup. Talk us through your thoughts for the 350, Tom.
Yes, I'm drawing one on Lightning Cloud, and I don't think it's necessarily a bad draw, but I can just see the race developing where the high-drawn runners are. Look, you could make a case for so many of these. Jack Dexter is versatile as regards ground and is drawn 22, where I can see it all developing. The one I keep an eye on, actually, who's drawn right beside him, is Mass Rally, drawn 21. He rattled home to win the Silver Cup last year, and he seems in a good vein of form, and I think Paul Moran gets a great tune on him, so he'd be one to certainly keep on the right side of. Captain Ramy is a good winner of it last year. Baccarat, drawn 14, which is sort of smack bang in the middle on the evidence of the Great St Wilfrid. Baccarat is very much in the thick of it all. I'd go with Master Ali each way. He's a good big price, and you're going to get a hell of a run for your money.
Okay, Mass Rally each way in the Gold Cup. Then on to the 425 next. And this is the William Hill iPhone, iPad and iPad Mini Ayrshire Handicap. It's a Class 2 handicap over a mile. And this is wide open. For the first time, I think I've ever said this on a preview, it's 6-1 co-favourites of 6. 2-2, Robert the Painter, Osteopathic Remedy, Levitate, Brayhill and Aaron Wynn Brin. We can't split them at the top of the betting. Tom, what do you like for the 425? It's wide open, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. There's very little between them. The David Amira's pair, Robert De Painter and 2-2, are like for like, really, and they'd come into the race with every chance. The two that there isn't much between, and you have to go back a few runs to split them, is Levitate and Brayhill. Levitate, a good winner of the Lincoln. Brayhill only went down a little bit in defeat on that occasion. I think the Brayhill loved the ground, and, you know, Fatty Arts run in tremendous form, and I think he probably represents a bit of each way value, and I'd side with the Fatty runner.
Okay, on to the penultimate race then. This is at 5 o'clock, and this is a Class 3 handicap, and this one's over 7 furlongs. Again, it's an open affair. Several of these in with a decent chance, and at the moment it's half a sixpence who's just shading favouritism. But who do you like for the 5 o'clock, Tom?
Yeah, half a sixpence, you've got to make a case for him. He was an impressive winner of the Spring Cup, flopped a bit, I think it was in the Victoria Cup. He liked the ground, he's fresh, and Rafe Becker doesn't have too many runners up here, so he won't be coming up here for the fun of it. He's very much the one to beat. Lafan's sure to like the ground, and on the evidence of his latest win, is there with every chance, but I wouldn't look beyond half a sixpence.
Okay, half a sixpence there then. And the final race at air this afternoon is the 5:35. We finish with a Class 3 handicap over a mile and 5 furlongs. And the betting this morning is headed by Cockney Sparrow, who's won twice over middle distances on the flat, won 3 of his 5 starts over hurdles as well, and made an encouraging return from 3 months off when finishing second at Newcastle, just pipped late on that occasion. Slower ground should suit, and stepping up a trip as well, Tom. Do you think she's rightfully favourite here, Cockney Sparrow?
Yeah, valuable £5 taken off. Typical sort of horse that John Quinn does well with. As I said, the step up and trip's going to suit. The ground will be certainly to her liking, and she's there with very much every chance. Eric de Grey is one I'd keep an eye on. 3-year-olds have a very good record in this race, and he just slips in nicely at the bottom there for Fahy and Hannigan team, 8-4 on his back. Absolutely nothing, and as I said, on the evidence that three-year-olds have a great record in the race, I'd side with Eric de Grey.
Okay, good stuff, Tom. Thank you very much. I better let you get off and get on your way to air, and good luck there this afternoon.
Cheers. Thanks very much, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.